Well, remember COVID-19 testing? This time last year, it was one of the few tools that health officials had to monitor and contain the spread of the coronavirus. Now, much of the focus has shifted to vaccinations, but experts say testing still matters. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard spent time at a testing site in Hartford and has this report.
Part of the parking lot at the Coppell Community Sports Center is sectioned off with orange cones to make way for a drive-through COVID-19 testing station. Carlos Rodriguez pulls up just after 1 o'clock, and there's no line.
All set. Your results will be in 2-3 days.
All right.
Have a good one.
The entire process, including registration and a self-administered nasal swab, takes about 15 minutes. Rodriguez is then on his way home.
Like right now, I got tested because I work at the restaurant. I'm a little sick, but I know it's a common cold, but to basically make sure, I just wanted to get tested.
Many people say testing provides some peace of mind, especially while they wait to become fully vaccinated or because they need to be cleared for work, school, or travel. But activity at testing sites is a bit quieter these days.
It used to be a busy day was like 200 people or more.
That's Patrick Wiley, a support staff worker with Community Health Center, Inc., which runs the testing site.
Now, I mean, today was maybe a little bit busy around lunchtime when we had, 10 or so people to register at the same time.
Jessica Herrera oversees the center's COVID-19 testing efforts and says testing is still a necessary step, considering the fast spread of coronavirus variants. She added that people are letting down their guards or ignoring CDC safety guidelines.
Everybody's getting out and back into their normal lives again, but it's just more possible contamination.
Herrera says the health centers have no plans right now to scale back their services and encourages anyone with COVID-19 symptoms to seek testing. As of mid-April, a rolling 7-day average showed about 30,000 COVID-19 tests performed each day in Connecticut. But those numbers are down from daily averages in the fall and winter. Josh Jabal, the state's chief operating officer, says testing numbers can bounce around, sagging at times, but increasing when cases spike.
I think you've seen a mix to some degree. We have a lot of hospitals are kind of testing everybody that's coming in or out of the hospital for a procedure. It's maybe dropped off in some other areas, but the volumes overall still give us a very good pulse of the activity across the state.
Jabal's office says Connecticut is no longer seeing large testing lines in pop-up clinics like it did around Thanksgiving, and that testing has shifted more to medical settings and for people who are sick. But Stephen Kissler, a research fellow at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, says doing rank-and-file surveillance testing in communities remains key to controlling COVID-19.
If we start seeing clusters of cases emerging in places where we wouldn't expect them to, that gives us a lot of information that tells us that we might want to look there for a variant of concern. And the more testing we're doing, the more quickly we'll be able to pick those sorts of things up.
Amish Adalja, a senior scholar and physician at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, says as more people are vaccinated, testing demand will probably drop off. But, he says,
testing could still play a major role. If we could get, for example, cheap home tests or people could test themselves every day and know their status, I think we would come a long way to opening things back up safely, but this has sorely been lacking from the very beginning. I think that testing has been basically the original sin of this pandemic. We've never been able to do it well in the United States.
Health experts say it will be difficult for the country to reach herd immunity against the coronavirus, so testing will be needed for the foreseeable future to identify new cases. For Here and Now, I'm Nicole Leonard.
And Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill contributed to her report.